Dave and Doreen, the morning KLH.
I want to thank all of you who came out to the Pabst Theater last night and witnessed John McGivern's Main Streets, the sneak peek, which is a brand new TV show. It's debuting on Fox 6 Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to Sunday.
It's coming Sunday. So good.
It is incredible.
Can't wait.
Good. And those of you that got to witness how good Dave looks in that suit.
I know.
I had my suit on. John asked me to wear the suit. So
there's pictures up. Marcus put a picture up of you in the suit.
And then last night was not only great, but it featured all kinds of great food. And then there was a little VIP reception, and Doreen was there, and Marcus and his lovely bride Jill and the family, the kids were there, and that was the continuation of your day because we were on the air till 10, and then you guys went to the new chicken place too.
Yeah, Dave's Hot Chicken in Menominee Falls. They were having a friends and family event, a soft opening. They opened this weekend, and we were invited, and Marcus and I headed out and tried the hot chicken.
Yeah.
Good?
Yeah, very it was good.
Very good. Yeah, and I mean, I'm a saucy kind of buffalo chicken kind of guy, and this is more of the Nashville rubby kind of chicken, but still.
And this is in Menominee Falls.
Heat, yeah.
In Menominee Falls, it took over that old Great Macaroni and Cheese
place. Oh, I know right
place.
Where that is. Yeah.
In that strip mall area.
Strip mall, there's like a Ross in there, and there's a bunch of other,
And there were no spice all the way up to like the Reaper, which you had to sign a release for. I didn't see anybody doing that.
Right.
But then there were spices in between, and you could mix and match. And
then, like last night, because this new show with John McGivern goes across six states, I mean, it's not just airing in six states. Obviously, it's John going to communities in six different states. They featured at the reception foods from each of those states.
Yes, like a signature food, right?
Yeah, so me and Doreen were eating again together.
We did.
Right.
We ate our way through the all six states and then some. And actually, I still have a piece of the Mackinac fudge in my purse.
Do you?
I do.
Saving it for later.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping there's some leftover schnitzel sandwiches from, what was that, Minnesota?
No, Michigan. No, it was Indiana.
Indiana?
Minnesota was the meatball, the Swedish meatball.
Yeah.
Then there was pretzel and cheese.
Oh, Michigan was the Mackinac fudge.
Right. And then the Chicago-style hot dog. It was good. And everything was mini.
And John was great. And this show is so good. I mean, it's everything around the corner wasn't even better. It's hard to explain it. But it's just, it's going to be on in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee area, Fox 6. But all the Fox affiliates throughout the state of Wisconsin are airing into like 6 or 8 or 10 of them or something. And then it's on to Chicago, Minneapolis. It's going to be everywhere. So
it was 10 a.m.
Fun night. So speaking of food, you guys, McDonald's is selling fan-made menu hacks. The story goes like this. McDonald's has got fans, and they have long been creating their own menu hacks, like, for example, using hash browns as a bun. Huh. Now the chain is putting some of these on the menu. Beginning January 31st for a limited time, McDonald's is going to sell four menu hacks popularized by their biggest fans. It's the first time ever that McDonald's has sold hacks by name, which have become prominent on TikTok and other social media platforms.
That's how people know about them, because how else would you know?
They can be ordered via the new menu hacks section on the McDonald's app or in person by saying the name. Here are the four hacks. The hash brown McMuffin, in a breakfast only exclusive, this order combines a sausage McMuffin and a hash brown for an extra crunch.
Okay, I'm in.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Next. Well,
crunchy double. It's an order of 6-piece chicken McNuggets, inserting them into a double cheeseburger.
Ooh.
I don't know if I want chicken on my burger.
The land, air, and sea. This sandwich combines a chicken sandwich, a Big Mac, and a filet of fish all on one bun.
That's a biteful.
Yeah.
Land, air, and sea. And then there's the surf and turf, which puts together a double cheeseburger and a filet of fish and is only available on the app or through delivery. So you can check it out on your McDonald's app.
I might try that one and the hash brown McMuffin.
McDonald's experimented with this idea last year with the Egg McMuffin, but didn't put the hacks on the menu or the app. So they decided to do it this time, the hash brown McMuffin. Jerry Seinfeld wants to know why they're still counting.
Why is McDonald's still counting? How insecure is this company? 40 million, 80 jillion, billion, zillion, killing, Italian, million. Is anyone really impressed anymore? Oh, 89 billion sold. All right, I'll have one. I'm satisfied. Who cares? I would love to meet the chairman of the board of McDonald's and just say to him, look, We all get it. Okay, you've sold a lot of hamburgers, whatever the hell the number is. Just put up a sign, McDonald's, we're doing very well. Anyway, we are tired of hearing about every one of them. What is their ultimate goal? To have cows just surrendering voluntarily or something? Showing up at the door, we'd like to turn ourselves in, we see the sign. We realize we have very little chance out there. We'd like to be a happy meal if that's at all possible.